It is 6:39. The student-run arts festival at Concordia University is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. The Art Matters Festival, it starts tomorrow. It will feature works by undergraduate artists. Renee Matthews is the communications coordinator for Arts Matters and joins us in studio this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Sean. Thank you.
So what can people expect for Art Matters, this 25th edition, 25th anniversary?
So we've tried to go bigger than ever this year. It's a, like you said, 25th anniversary. So we have 25 years of student work to look at. So we have 11 events, 9 shows and 2 workshops. So every event is free throughout the city. So it's really about getting student work out into the public and engaging the Montreal community.
And where is this work featured? Is it featured strictly on campus? Is it a little bit everywhere? How does that work?
It's a little bit everywhere. So we've tried to spread it out throughout the city so that it's accessible. So we have one event on campus, and then we have several events kind of scattered throughout that curve that goes around the mountain.
Okay. And how will people find out exactly where to go and what to look at?
So you can visit our website, artmattersfestival.org. And we have a map on there, and you can pick up our program guide as well. There's all the addresses are on the website as well.
Sure. What goes into organizing a festival like this?
So much work. Yeah. we started planning back in June. There's 3 coordinators, and then we start hiring our entire team from then. So we decide our theme, and then we put out call-outs for facilitators, for artists, and then there's juries that happen.
All while you're studying.
All while studying, yes.
And tell us how the artists are chosen.
So once the facilitators are chosen, they decide a theme for their show. We put out a call out for artists. And from that pool of submissions, the facilitators pull the arts that they want to include in their events.
So how is the theme of the year chosen? Is it chosen by the committee, the organizers, or the people who participate? How does that work?
So as coordinators, right at the beginning of our contracts, we decide the theme for the whole year. So we went with adapted visions this year.
Right. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
So for us, that really means we wanted to have a festival that didn't ignore the state of the world right now, but also didn't get too bogged down by it, because Art Matters really is a celebration. So we wanted to keep that spirit. So it's really about looking at our past, our present, and imagining ourselves into the future.
Right. And so did the works that you chose, are they reflective of the past, the present, and also looking to the future? Does it acknowledge some of the world events?
Yeah, of course. One of our shows specifically is called There'd Better Be a Mirror Ball. Really acknowledges the need for celebration right now. Another one looks at queer history and queer placemaking. Another one looks at sustainability and relationships with materials as well. So really trying to, like, really get into the meat of what it means to be an artist.
Sure. How has Art Matters evolved since it began?
Oh, it was really just, like, a small idea by 4 students who wanted to promote the art of the Faculty of Fine Arts, bring it into the larger community. And it's become this massive festival that engages the entire Concordia community, not just the Faculty of Fine Arts.
Do you have past participants who come back and look at what's presented?
Yeah, for sure. We got our founders to write statements for us in our program guides.
Oh.
And it was a treat to meet them as well.
What did they say?
They were just really proud of the last 25 years and that it's sustained all this time as well.
Yeah. Where do you see this going and for the years ahead?
We really wanted to make it to the 50th anniversary. That would be ideal. Yeah, it survived the pandemic, so I have faith that it can keep going.
Yeah, tell me about that. How did it survive the pandemic?
It really had to just morph. It's every year in March, so right as everything shut down, they had to pivot directly to online, which was hard, but we managed to keep it going.
Are there any portions of it that remain online, or is it all back in person?
We're all back in person now, thankfully.
And tell me the difference, baby, you know, being in person and having those conversations and observing and appreciating the art versus doing it online. What kind of challenges and situations did you run into while you were doing this online?
So the coordination team changes over every year. So during the pandemic, I was an artist, so I didn't have the behind-the-scenes kind of view. Yeah. But we had like a limited kind of vernissage. Everything was masked. But of course, viewing art online is never the same as in person.
Oh, and tell me about this transition. Now you're part of the group organizing this, and you're also an artist, but you participate in it. So tell me about that difference between the two.
Yeah, it's been so interesting just to see how it's evolved even in the last few years, participating from the outside and having just a small role where I just have to show up versus having my hands kind of in everything. It's been really wonderful to see how it's kind of this beast that just keeps moving and transforming.
Yeah, and it starts tomorrow and it runs till March 28th.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That is Renee Matthews, the Communications Coordinator for Art Matters. Student-led Arts Festival starts tomorrow. It will run until March 28th.